Hello, Audio Boom.
It's Claire Wendell.
And Paul Hopkins.
And this is our this is the topic for day 7 of Octava.
Octava.
Even though it's still September the 21st.
We're doing weird time warp stuff.
Autumn.
I keep on about autumn.
Yeah, bloody right, I keep on about autumn.
Equinox. Bow, 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 bow.
Anyway.
Okay.
What happened to him?
I don't know. He's, I don't know.
I think he was old then, wasn't he?
I don't know. Anyway, I don't know much about Jean-Michel Jarre.
Mm.
I remember about two or three of his songs.
I had a whole album of his.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway.
He did all these spectacular things with lasers and all sorts.
Yeah.
And very strange music.
Mm.
So, go on.
So, I was going to say, what music do you listen to in your car? But that would be a bit discriminatory, given I haven't got a car, and that would exclude me from the outset of it. So... So I thought that I would say music in your on your travels.
Yeah.
Now, I suppose that might have changed over time because back in the day, people had Walkmans, didn't they, and car stereos with CD players and things in. And now, a lot of cars have docks for their iPods and people have their iPods to take with them on trains. But is there specific music that you like to listen to? So and if you do have a CD player in your car, what's in it?
Yeah. Oh, you mean what's in it right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what radio station music do you listen to?
So you can think a bit laterally on it, can't you?
Yeah.
So, and does it is this a particular length of journey?
No, although those lengths of journey, you could talk about your journey, because if you're just driving up the road, then you might just, you know, have the radio on or whatever. Or if you're driving, you know, to, you know, if you're in the US and you're driving from New York to Alabama, then you might have a specific type of music that you'd
thanks
listen to.
Thanks for that. I'll have that. So I'm going to share the music that I listened to when I drove with my friend from Gatlinburg, which is in the mountains, the Smoky Mountains National Park in Tennessee, to Fort Walton, I think it was, in Florida.
Mm.
It's a long way.
Mm.
And we went through Atlanta.
Yeah.
And as we were going through Atlanta, we had that Love Shack on there. No. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, Georgia's good though. But yeah, you know what I mean though.
Yeah.
And I had the little playlist going.
Now see, that's the thing. Now if so if you have that kind of, and if you don't have a car, what do you like to listen to if you're traveling by train, plane?
Mm.
You know, do you have your own music for the plane, or do you listen to the in-flight Muzak channels?
Oh,
you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific kind of music that you listen to? Yeah.
Fantastic.
I mean, we used to travel a lot as a child, and I shared a bit of the... Yeah, I won't inflict it again, but I shared
some of the music. South African farmer's music?
No, no, that's awful. I won't
What's it called again?
Brumisik.
Brumisik.
No, not that. I meant music. I shared some of the music that I used to listen to because it kind of tied in with songs that reminded you of your parents.
Yeah.
We used to listen to a lot of that kind of stuff in the car. But yeah, that. So music to travel to.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right then.
All right.
Speak to you soon.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.